2012年上海高考英语听力试题。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Hello, may I help you?
Yes, we would like to check into our room.
Question, where does the conversation most probably take place? Two. Come on, John, relax. What can go wrong?
At my first job interview? Plenty.
Question, how does the man feel?
Three. Good morning, madam. What can I do for you?
Well, someone at the hotel suggested I come here to buy a coat.
Question.What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
4. I gave Dave $300 for his sponsored concert.
$300? Sandy, you must be mad. I wish I had $300 to throw around like that.
Question, what does the man mean?
5. Shall I come and take you to the railway station?
No, thanks. I'll manage. It's not far anyway.
Question. What can we learn about the woman?
6. How many children have you got?
2. John's 5 and Clara's 4. And there's another one on the way.
Question.How many children will the man most probably have? 7. Do you know how I can stop drinking too much coffee?
No, but I wish I did. I spend too much money at cafes.
Question, what can we learn from the conversation?8. Could you give a hand moving this cupboard, please?
Well, I'd rather not if you don't mind. I'm not feeling well today.
Question, what does the man mean?
9. Tom's house is a mess. Doesn't he ever clean it?
I guess he just has too much else on his mind with that new job.
Question.What can we learn about Tom? 10. I didn't have any trouble in finding accommodation in Britain.
According to my experience, it sounds too good to be true.
Question. What does the woman mean?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Well, I own a small data processing company in which I employ about 8 to 10 workers. And the point I want to make has to do with trust. I know it's possible to force people to be 100% efficient, but I think when you do that, you lose confidence and trust. I let my employees use our equipment and make personal phone calls. They are more than welcome to decide what is right and wrong, because...I think you can't run a company by just giving orders to robots and watching them like Big Brother. Right? I think you have to trust people and give them a little freedom. And also, as far as phone calls and all that go, I want my people to call home and check on their children and know their children are safe and sound. As a result, I have devoted employees who are willing to go that extra mile, and I can honestly say they show up to work smiling. So I get more satisfaction and rewards by trusting my employees than by suspecting them of doing something wrong.
Now listen again, please.
Well, I own a small data processing company in which I employ about 8 to 10 workers. And the point I want to make has to do with trust. I know it's possible to force people to be 100% efficient, but I think when you do that, you lose confidence and trust. I let my employees use our equipment and make personal phone calls. They are more than welcome to decide what is right and wrong, because I think you can't run a company by just giving orders to robots and watching them like Big Brother. Right? I think you have to trust people and give them a little freedom. And also, as far as phone calls and all that go, I want my people to call home and check on their children and know their children are safe and sound. As a result, I have devoted employees who are willing to go that extra mile, and I can honestly say they show up to work smiling. So I get more satisfaction and rewards by trusting my employees than by suspecting them of doing something wrong.
Questions 11. Which of the following does a speaker allow his employees to do?
What result does the speaker expect to see under his management?
13. What does the speaker consider important in running a small company?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The roots of Canadian English can be found in the events which followed the American Revolution of 1776. Those who had supported Britain found themselves unable to stay in the United States, and most went to Canada. They were soon followed by many thousands who were attracted by the cheapness of land. Within 50 years, the population of Upper Canada had reached 100,000, mainly people from the United States. In the East, the Atlantic provinces had been settled with the English speakers as early as the 15th century. But even today, these areas contain less than 10% of the population, so that they have only a limited role in the development of Canadian English. In Quebec, the majority of people use French as a mother tongue. Here, English and French exist together, but uneasily. Because of its origins, Canadian English has a great deal in common with the rest of the English spoken in North America, and is often difficult to distinguish from people who live outside the region. To British people, Canadians may sound American. To Americans, they may sound British. Canadians themselves insist on not being identified with either, and certainly there is a great deal of evidence in support of this view.
Now listen again, please.
The roots of Canadian English can be found in the events which followed the American Revolution of 1776. Those who had supported Britain found themselves unable to stay in the United States, and most went to Canada. They were soon followed by many thousands who were attracted by the cheapness of land. Within 50 years, the population of Upper Canada had reached 100,000, mainly people from the United States. In the East, the Atlantic provinces had been settled with the English speakers as early as the 15th century. But even today, these areas contain less than 10% of the population, so that they have only a limited role in the development of Canadian English. In Quebec, the majority of people use French as a mother tongue. Here, English and French exist together but uneasily. Because of its origins, Canadian English has a great deal in common with the rest of the English spoken in North America, and is often difficult to distinguish from people who live outside the region. To British people, Canadians may sound American. To Americans, they may sound British. Canadians themselves insist on not being identified with either, and certainly there is a great deal of evidence in support of this view.
Questions. 14. Why did many Americans leave for Canada after the Revolution?
What can we learn about people in the Atlantic provinces?
What conclusion can be drawn about Canadian English from this passage?
Section C, Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the number of blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on the answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Good morning. Leeds University Students Registration Center.
Good morning. I need to register for a class.
Okay. May I take your name, please?
Sure. It's Andrew Smith.
Which department do you study with?
The History Department.
May I have your student ID?
HD3309.
What class are you trying to take?
I want to take a photography class.
Well, there are only two classes open.
Can you tell me what days the classes are on?
One is on Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And the other?
From 10 to 12 on Thursday.
Okay, sign me up for the class on Tuesday.
Very well, then.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. Leeds University Students Registration Center.
Good morning. I need to register for a class.
Okay. May I take your name, please?
Sure. It's Andrew Smith.
Which department do you study with?
The History Department.
May I have your student ID?
HD3309.
What class are you trying to take?
I want to take a photography class.
Well, there are only two classes open.
Can you tell me what days the classes are on?
One is on Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And the other?
From 10 to 12 on Thursday.
Okay, sign me up for the class on Tuesday.
Very well, then. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation.
Welcome to our program, Annie. Please tell our audience the best things about the experiment in international living.
Well, my group was great, and I loved my host family.
Can you tell us about your group?
Well, we were all high school students from the U.S., but we were very different.
You mean from different cities, with different religions and cultures?
Yes, and I was excited about that. We learned that we weren't really so different.
What do you mean?
Well, we became such good friends. More than friends. We were like family.
Wonderful. I'd like to know more about your host family.
Oh, I loved my host family in Costa Rica. They were my family, too. I felt like I was their daughter.
So nice. Did you have any problems speaking with them?
No, not really. Actually, I learned a lot of Spanish from them. And I also learned that language is not always so important.
What do you mean?
Well, in some cases, a simple smile can say more than words.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Now listen again, please.
Welcome to our program, Annie. Please tell our audience the best things about the experiment in international living.
Well, my group was great, and I loved my host family.
Can you tell us about your group?
Well, we were all high school students from the U.S., but we were very different.
You mean from different cities, With different religions and cultures?
Yes, and I was excited about that. We learned that we weren't really so different.
What do you mean?
Well, we became such good friends. More than friends. We were like family.
Wonderful. I'd like to know more about your host family.
Oh, I loved my host family in Costa Rica. They were my family, too. I felt like I was their daughter.
So nice. Did you have any problems speaking with them?
No, not really. Actually, I learned a lot of Spanish from them, and I also learned that language is not always so important.
What do you mean?
Well, in some cases, a simple smile can say more than words.
Thanks so much, Annie.